Okay, let's dig into this. Transition really is key for staying competitive today, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fundamental.
So today we're doing a deep dive, top to bottom, on platform migration. We'll cover the strategies, the reasons why, and some of those tricky obstacles businesses face when shifting core systems.
Right. Things like your CMS, CRM, maybe even that big ERP system.
Exactly. And it's not just, you know, routine maintenance.
No, it's often about survival, or at least significant improvement. Migration helps organizations boost efficiency, streamline things, and just perform better in this digital world.
And it actually pays off quickly.
It often does, especially for the customer. There's that Deloitte finding pretty striking that 80% of organizations that switch platforms saw customer satisfaction and loyalty go up.
Wow, 80%. That's huge.
It's a direct business driver, not just a nice-to-have metric.
Makes you think, though. Is it the shiny new platform or just escaping a really bad old one? When does that tipping point happen? What signals tell a business, okay, it's time?
Yeah, it's usually driven by a real need, not just a whim.
Okay.
We typically see maybe four key triggers. The first couple are about hitting limits.
Okay.
So, one, functionality constraints. Simple as that. Your current system just doesn't have the features you need to grow. Think modern AI integrations or microservices, the stuff legacy systems weren't built for.
Right. It's missing core capability, not just a button.
Precisely. And the second is scale, business growth. The platform just can't cope anymore. Too many users, too much data, too much traffic. It starts to, well, choke.
Okay, limitations. Then there's the scary stuff. Security and cost.
Definitely. Security concerns are obvious. Vulnerabilities mean huge risks, huge potential costs.
No kidding. But that fourth one, high cost of ownership, that seems common too, is just running the old thing often the trigger, more than a security scare.
Often, yeah. It's kind of the silent drain. Older product, higher maintenance, maybe steep licensing fees. It gets to a point where keeping the lights on costs more than actually migrating to something new and efficient.
Becomes a financial necessity then.
Exactly.
So, if migration is basically inevitable for many, how do you do it right? Minimize the chaos. Where do these projects usually go off the rails? Is it the plan or the tech side?
Well, the foundation is key. It often fails early if the assessment and planning isn't meticulous. You have to really evaluate the current setup, identify all the dependencies, set clear goals, budget resources, think about risks.
Skipping that sounds like trouble.
It is, because right after that comes the real crux. Data migration. This is where data integrity is everything. Secure transfer, minimal downtime. It's critical.
And that's complex, right? You can't just copy paste years of data.
Not at all. You're dealing with how data is structured differently.
Yeah.
The schema mismatch. It means complex ETL extract, transform, load processes, real engineering work.
Heavy lifting indeed.
Which brings us to the final step you just can't skip, testing and quality assurance. You absolutely have to validate everything, data accuracy, system functions, performance, before you flip the switch.
Launching blind otherwise.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so even with a plan, there are known headaches. What's the biggest technical challenge?
Often it's the sheer complexity of the data itself. Complex data structures. Trying to keep that data clean and correct during the move, especially with decades of maybe messy legacy information. It's tough.
So how do you handle that?
You need robust transformation principles. Clear rules to cleanse, validate, and map the old data into the new structure. Finding all those tricky interdependencies. Get data cleansing wrong, and you could be recovering for months. Plus potential compliance fines.
Ouch. And the other big fear is disruption, right?
Mm.
Preserving business continuity. You don't want downtime losing you customers.
Absolutely. You need strategies to avoid that big blackout window. Sometimes it's working off hours, but more strategically, things like staged migration moving in chunks.
Or parallel runs.
Yes, parallel operations. Running both the old and new systems side by side for a period. You check the new system's output against the old one in real time.
It's like a safety net.
An expensive one sometimes, but often invaluable before you finally pull the plug on the old system.
Okay, so let's recap. The risks are clear data loss, downtime, costs spiraling. But good planning and the right expertise can manage them.
Right. It takes specialized knowledge to navigate those risks and actually turn the migration into that competitive edge we talked about earlier.
So if that planning and expertise are crucial, here's something for you, our listener, to think about. What's the single most critical element for long-term success? Is it nailing the data integrity during the move? Or is it that exhaustive, rigorous testing after the data is moved? Where's the ultimate make or break point?